Troy, you do research with T cells. Can you tell me, what are T cells?
So T cells are a cell type of the immune system, and they work to defend your body against pathogen infections like viruses and bacteria, but they also provide protection against cancers. So they actively seek out and destroy cells that have been infected with viruses or bacteria, as well as cells that are cancerous.
Now, how did you get interested in T cell research?
That's a great question. As an undergraduate student here at the University of Alberta, I took a course, two courses actually, in immunology. And after the first course, I thought that it was something that I really enjoyed. And following the second course, I absolutely fell in love with the topic of immunity and infection. And that spurred me to complete my PhD here at the University of Alberta, studying T cells, and then go on to further my training at the University of Minnesota, specifically studying how T cells develop.
So what is the relationship between T cells and autoimmunity?
That's an outstanding question. So for a lot of autoimmune diseases, T cells really are at the center of the disease. So instead of attacking cells that are infected with pathogens, viruses or bacteria or cancerous cells, they actually target and destroy what is otherwise a normal, healthy cell. So in the case of diabetes, for example, type 1 diabetes, you'll have T cells that are specific for the insulin-producing cells in the pancreas. And those T cells will travel to the pancreas, they'll find those insulin-producing cells, and they'll destroy them. And that is actually what leads to diabetes.
What turns these T cells bad so that they go on a rampage against the body?
Right, and that's an outstanding question. That's really what my work focuses on, is trying to understand how during the development of T cells in the thymus, which is where they grow up, how they actually learn what is good and what is bad. So how is it that cells that know to attack infected cells, pathogen infected cells, but leave normal healthy cells alone? And so my research focuses on trying to understand the differences between the signals that those cells receive during their development that will cause them to be good or bad.
So what have you found out about that?
So we recently published a manuscript that looked at how T cells develop in the thymus and what is required to eliminate those bad T cells. And we found that there was a particular protein named BIM that is involved in cell suicide. And if the cell did not contain this suicide protein, it was able to leave the thymus, enter the periphery, and therefore has the potential to cause autoimmune diseases.
What are you going to do with this?
So what was really interesting actually about our work was that even those T cells that weren't eliminated, those bad T cells that weren't killed, even though they were present in the body, they didn't cause autoimmune diseases. And so what that really says is that the immune system has developed a number of different ways to try and control T cells that would normally attack one's healthy self tissues. And so what my research is focusing on in the future is trying to understand all of those mechanisms that the immune system uses to control autoreactive T cells. And by understanding those mechanisms, we can hopefully develop therapeutics that help prevent those cells from attacking one's healthy self tissues.
Can you give me some examples of how that might work?
Sure. So the way that T cells recognize that cells are infected with a pathogen, for example, is through a specific receptor. And that receptor delivers signals to the cell to tell it to become active and to kill a virally infected cell. Now, depending on how that receptor is stimulated, you can elicit very different responses. And one of those is to actually turn the activity of the T cell off. And so one of the ways that we think that the T cells are told not to attack self tissues is that they're receiving a signal through that receptor that basically tells them, don't be active. And so we're trying to follow up on what proteins and what signals that receptor generates, resulting in that particular outcome.
So just so I understand this, what you're looking at then is not so much what causes it, but how do you shut it off and stop it? Is that correct?
That is correct. So by understanding the events that trigger the autoimmune disease or the molecules and the genes that are affected that lead to autoimmunity, we can come up with treatments perhaps that target those specific proteins and genes that will hopefully inactivate the T cells and prevent them from attacking healthy self tissues.
So what are the next steps in your research plan?
So I guess our next steps really are trying to understand and identify key target proteins that we could manipulate therapeutically to try and turn off T cells. And there are a number of other receptors on cells that are important for activating a cell or turning a cell off. And so what we're focusing on now is those receptors and how they work with the other receptors in the cells to modulate activity.
If you're going to target the T cells, does that mean all T cells in your body at that point are bad or just certain T cells?
So really, it's only a very small subset of T cells that are the bad guys, so to speak. The rest of the T cells are perfectly fine, perfectly normal, if you will, and are very important for defending your body against pathogen infections. It's really a very small percentage of cells that need to be targeted in order to prevent an autoimmune disease.
So how close are you to finding that?
I have to say not very close. You know, that's one of the things that I really enjoy about research is that, you know, you get little bits of information as you go, but ultimately I think you're still a long ways away from the ultimate prize, which is really trying to fully understand, you know, how the immune system operates. There are a number of therapeutics now that are being tested in clinical trials to help ameliorate autoimmunity. We are not involved in any of those, but you know, the goal at some point would perhaps be to dip our toes in that pool, if you will.
And it sounds like once you find that key, what you're working on would apply to a whole bunch of different diseases.
That's right. So we're currently using a diabetes model, but we think that by understanding the fundamental mechanisms of initiating autoimmune diseases, that this could then translate into treatments for all sorts of autoimmune diseases like multiple sclerosis, arthritis, just to name a couple. So we think by looking at the basics, we're going to really position ourselves well to be able to look and to treat a wide variety of pathologies.
So it sounds like as you move along with this research, it's going to have tremendous significance for society at large. Is that true?
Well, we hope so. I think the goal of most, if not all, scientists in the medical sciences field is to try and develop therapies that are going to help the populace at large. And I think by really looking at the basics of how the immune system functions, we will move ourselves closer to achieving that goal.
Thank you very much, Troy.
You're very welcome.